Previously on Family.
We are not telling anyone about the divorce yet.
I should have just stayed in Codemarico. I miss it so much.
All Mai's doing is finding fault with everything about me.
If you feel I don't have enough common sense to work for you, then you know what? I quit.
I have some very, very important news to share with you and now.
You're sure she didn't reject you?
Now, why would she do that?
Junaid taps the face of his watch impatiently as Hamza looks at him dismissively. Hawa stares at her eldest son in silence.
Did you see the time, Hamza?
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you to be at work every day at 8:30 sharp?
I quit, remember?
There's a problem with you, Hamza. Whenever anyone tries to teach you anything or tell you anything, you quit. Because you are Mr. Know-it-all, ne?
Yeah. Maybe I am a Mr. Know-it-all, Junaid. Now, if you don't mind, I have better things to do than to listen to your tantrums. Salams, bye.
With a casual shrug of his shoulders, Hamza retreats into his room while Junaid stands, seething in his parents' lounge.
Do you see, Ma? Do you see what I'm talking about? Do you see Obachu's attitude? He thinks he knows everything. He just doesn't listen.
Junaid? Maybe he doesn't enjoy working in the shop.
Ma, when I was still a teenager and Pa took me to the shop, do you think I enjoyed it? What rubbish is this, Ma? He's in his late 20s for crying out loud, and he can't earn a decent rent for himself.
Junaid, just give him a chance.
Ma, that's exactly what I've been doing all this time. But do you see how he appreciates it? He doesn't value anything.
Junaid, you're very angry now. Rather get back to work. I'll talk to Hamza and we'll sort this out later.
Yeah, Ma, I am angry. Talk to your spoiled brat of a son and tell him I don't want to see his face again in my shop. He can go find his own way now. Every single time we try to help him, this is the thanks we get. He's irresponsible, he's arrogant, and his attitude stinks. And all you do is defend him, even when he's obviously wrong.
Junaid?
Junaid ignores Hawa and marches out of the apartment. As Hawa stares at the closed door, Adam finally passes her commands.
I think I've joined Junaid in the business now. You know, Junaid has a point.
Not now, Adam. Please. Junaid shouting gave me a headache.
Maybe now you'll stop spoiling your bachu. What's he going to do with his life now?
Maybe we can speak to Nadim about that job he mentioned. Hamza, what's going on with you and Bhai?
Nothing, Ma. I just can't work with him. Our views are too different and I wasn't enjoying what I was doing, Ma.
That's the problem with you youngsters of today, Hamza. You only want to do what you enjoy. That's not how real life works. This life is all about making an effort, even when you don't enjoy it.
I know, Pa. It's not that I don't want to make any effort. I just think it's unfair that I'm never allowed to decide how I want to make my own effort. I'm not saying I don't want to work and earn a living for myself, but I want to do it my way, Dad. Not the way Junaid and Nadim always do it.
Well, life doesn't always give you a choice. Get used to it.
Pa, you gave Junaid and Nadim a choice. Junaid got to choose where he wanted to open up his own business. And Nadim, he got to choose what he wanted to study. I was the only one. You didn't give any choice to, Pa. You didn't even let me study, let alone choose what I want to study.
What did you expect me to do, Hamza? Let you go study with money from where? Is it my fault that when your brothers were growing up, I had the money to help them with their fees, all of which they paid back, mind you.
Well, if they paid it back, where's that money now? I can use it to fund my studies and then pay Pa back. Instead of wasting my life away like this, I'm nothing more than a useless slave in my brother's own business.
I used to keep us afloat during our tough times. What do you expect us to do, Hamza?
I don't know, Pa. I just think that since you helped my brothers to find their feet, the least you can do, Pa, is you help me fund my studies and support me in my ambitions. Instead, they're just forcing me to dance to their tunes. Right now, Pa, It feels like they are controlling me instead of helping me, Pa.
Nadeem and Amina are drinking their morning cup of coffee when Nadeem's phone begins ringing. Amina listens as he takes the call.
Yes? Oh no, we didn't see this coming. I'll take a look at it, and we'll hope for the best. Bye.
Nadeem ends the call and drinks the rest of his coffee in one gulp. Amina notices the grim look on his face.
What happened?
Trouble with a Stellenbosch investment. It's been a severe drought, and we've lost an unexpectedly large amount of livestock.
How bad is it?
Well, now we'll have to reconsider extending it. The guest house will have to wait, and even so, we may need to do some damage control.
Damage control? How much will you need to put in?
I don't know yet, Amina. Anyway, I gotta get to the office now. Don't wait up for me.
Much to Sevier's joy, Adil has taken the day off from work. They decide the weather is perfect for a picnic, and so Sevier sets about packing a picnic basket.
Jane, now I just need to make some sandwiches. Adil?
Yeah?
We're out of bread. Will you please?
I'm sorry, Sevs. I completely forgot to get some yesterday. I'll get a loaf right away.
Okay, jazakallah.
Adil rushes out, and Sevier is smiling at his ever-helpful nature when her phone rings.
Assalamu alaikum.
Sevier, guess who just came?
I don't know. Who, Ma?
Auntie Poppy and Uncle Kader. They're here to have lunch with us today. Please, will you make something and join us for lunch?
For what must I come, Ma? So that Ma can insult my dressing again?
When did I insult your dressing? Sirs?
Ma! Ask Pa and Nadeem to come with their wives.
Pa and Nadeem are busy, so they can't come.
I'm also busy.
What are you so busy with?
Ariel is at home and he's already made plans for us. I can't bail on him now. We don't want him finding another wife, isn't?
Who gave you that silly idea?
I wonder who, Ma.
I don't know what's going on with you today, my boyie. Is there no way you can help me? I can't manage to do everything on my own anymore.
Ma, Hamza is at home, isn't? He can help Ma, and even Auntie Poppy will help Ma. I'll tell Adil to buy something for Ma and drop it off. If we back early, then we'll stop to see Auntie Poppy and Uncle Kader.
But you won't be here for lunch. They'll be so disappointed.
For what must they be disappointed? They came to visit Ma and Pa, not me. Besides, Ma, who even goes visiting on a weekday when everyone else is at work? It's so inconvenient.
Never mind, Sevier. I'll manage. Let me go now. Auntie Poppy is waiting.
Sevier listens in frustration as her mother once again cuts the call without greeting her. She sighs and picks up her cell phone, not realizing that the only reason Hawa didn't greet her was because she was shedding painful tears. Adil is waiting at the toll when his phone rings.
Sirs, what's up?
Are you okay? What's taking so long?
I'm on my way out, just waiting to pay the toll.
Okay, super. See you soon then.
Adil looks at his watch and realizes that the lady in front of him in the queue seems to be having a problem at the toll. He walks up to see if he can assist her or at least be allowed to pay while she sorts out her problem. When he realizes who the lady is.
Sorry, just give me a few minutes. It's somewhere here in my wallet.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I can't make the rest of the customers wait any longer. I can keep this item aside for you and you can collect it later.
Excuse me, ma'am. What is the problem, if I may ask?
Oh, Adil. Salams. Sorry, I'll be done now.
Anything I can help with?
No, thank you.
The lady is short of a few rands, so she was just trying to see if she has a card.
Here, take this.
Adil hands the outstanding amount to the teller, who finally completes the transaction.
No, wait. I'll come back later today to buy it.
Nadira, it's fine. I have extra money, so let me just pay for it. You can sort it out with me later, if you insist.
No, how will I even get the money back to you?
Give it to your husband to give it to me at the masjid or something.
Actually, I'm divorced. I'll just EFT it.
You divorced? I'm sorry. I had no idea. Look, I mean, it's a really small amount. Don't even stress about it.
Okay. Jazakallah. Convey my salams to Sophia.
Nadira awkwardly greets and thanks Adil before rushing off to her car. Adil stares as she drives up, wondering how Safiya conveniently forgot to tell him that Nadira is divorced. Uncle Carter and Adam make themselves comfortable on the old recliners after enjoying a delicious lunch. Auntie Poppy and Howard join them in the lounge once they've cleaned up the lunch dishes.
So, Carter, what did you need to tell me, boy? Are you thinking of joining us in Joburg?
No, no, the city life is not for me. I am still a country mouse.
I was hoping you'd change your mind and come give me some company here.
What I came to tell Adam Bai and Hawa Ben is that in this week I received a call from one of my cousins in India. They said there's still a few properties in Baji's name.
I thought Baji sold all his properties when he came away to South Africa.
I thought so too, Adam. But now we hear he didn't. They want to sell the property and distribute the money to the heirs. They say it's quite a lot of money that we should get.
Around how much, Carter?
They say about 500,000 for each heir.
Subhanallah, that's a lot. So now, what are we going to do?
I am sending Poppy's nephew. You know Uwais?
Yes, yes, I remember him. He spent some time with you and Poppy on the farm, isn't it?
Yes, same one. So we all let him go see what's happening there. He's very honest and reliable, unlike all these other agents. So if you give us copies of your ID and sign all the necessary documents, he will sort it all out. What do you say, Adam Bai?
Excellent. You'll be doing me a massive favor, Carter. Jazakallah.
Safiya and Adil enjoyed their picnic as planned, although Adil did seem a tad distracted. They returned home too late to meet Auntie Poppy and Uncle Carter, who left a while ago. Safiya is exhausted after the day out and retires to bed early. Adil remains awake in the kitchen, replaying the day's events. He thinks about Nadira being divorced and wonders how she manages as a single mother in this tough world. His heart is overcome with pity. Caught up with his emotions, he quietly goes to Safiya's phone and scrolls through her contacts.
Does Saf still have it?
In less than a minute, he finds Nadira's number on Safiya's call log. He carefully punches it into his own phone and then presses the call button. Nadira answers on the third ring.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Nadira, it's Adil here.
Adil, is everything okay?
Yeah. I just wanted to apologize for being so insensitive today. I didn't realize you're divorced.
Don't worry about it. Anyway, I have to go now.
Nadira, wait. I'd like to ask you something, if I may.
Go ahead.
Nadira listens in silence as Adil poses his question to her. What is it that Adil needs to ask her so urgently? All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Family, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, dear listeners, it is episode 7 of the drama series on Radio Islam International called Family, and getting really interesting. With me here, Marana Habib Bawad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mulana, a lot of lessons to take out from today's episode, but one that really caught my attention, I'm going to quote Hamza. Hamza is the youngest son, right? And he's speaking to his parents and he says, you gave Junaid and Nadim a choice. Junaid got to choose where he wanted to open up his business. Nadim got to choose what he wants to study. I was the only one you didn't give any chance to. You didn't even let me study, let alone choose what I want to study. This is very important from both angles, because on the one hand, it's important that parents should give equal opportunities to all children, etc. They shouldn't show favoritism or anything like that. But on the other hand, children should also understand that equality does not mean that you're going to get exactly the same thing, because I suppose certain circumstances, different periods of life, the parents have access to different different stuff. The financial situation, things like that, might always be different.
Yes, the basic principle that Islam sets out is that you should exercise equality to all your children. Now, as Mullah Yusuf mentioned, that there will be different phases in your life. There could be a phase where the parents were well off, they had good income, so they could afford to send a particular child to university. And then maybe fast-tracking a few years down the line, the business went insolvent, or you know, out of a job, or whatever it may be, the financial status might not be the same as it was with your other sibling. And so your father still wants to be equal and still wants to offer you the same opportunity, but it's just that he can't afford it. So sometimes also try and contextualize the situation before you actually think about all these matters. So sometimes it's not about what our parents are doing to us, but rather it's the circumstances that are surrounding them.
Gee, that is very important, and I think if we can conclude on that, just to summarize it, it's kind of responsibility from both sides. With that being said, it's important for the children to understand, like in our case here, it's important for Hamza to understand that it was possible to give Nadeem an education, it was possible to give Junaid a business or startup, and maybe circumstances right now is such it wasn't possible for him. So for the children to understand, but on the other hand as well, the parents also need to play their part, and to the best of their abilities, they need to make sure that they grant equal opportunities and favors to all the children.
Yes, JazakAllah Khair, Mullah Yusuf, for that. We'll end off on that point, and inshallah we'll meet again.
بمودة الحب هما